You are now tuned in to the Highly Melanated Podcast Show, and I am your host, Natasha Monique, and welcome. So, good morning. I'm always so skeptical about when I say good morning, good night, only because sometimes when I edit my podcast, I'll let it sit for a little bit if I don't feel so confident in it. And then I'll start to say to myself, oh, should I post it? I waited too long. And then there's my friends who are texting me and reaching out to me, or people that I bump into, and they're like, yo, I love your podcast show. And then here I am over here just all in my head instead of just posting the shit. Like, because usually, as I'm just like making the podcast, like I'll know what I'll take out and what I'll leave in. But for the most part, I'm just talking and I'm being honest about how I feel about things. And so it's like, just freaking post it. Just post it. So, yeah, be looking out for two episodes. One is, I got deep in that one. I did. That was hard. You know, I think why it was so hard, because I was talking about how it feels to be bullied, and how it feels, even in your 30s, to feel like you're still being bullied. And the reality is, a lot of adults, we don't realize how fucked up we are. And so, because we don't, you know, it's like, well, I just said it, you don't realize how fucked up you are. So now that I know that, I do realize when I am being bullied by another adult. And it's a fine line with that, only because I also feel like growing up, we were taught to be tougher than the kids now, because I feel like everything is bullying now with these kids. So when I just said that, I was like, oh, do I sound like one of those millennials? Or were we just really being bullied back then? Were we bullies back then? Or was it like being tough and preparing you? I think it's a fine line with that. I think some of it built us, and then some of it tore us down. Because, I mean, you could play and play crack, joke around with each other all day. But then it's also when you're doing it with malice. Yeah, let's go with that. It's a difference when you're doing something with malice. And because now I'm so aware of certain things, oftentimes when I am having a conversation with somebody, and they're making fun of like what I eat, the way I speak, the way I dress, I'm like, wait a minute, are you just joking? And you like just lightheartedly joking, and this is just your way of, you know, just having a good time with me? Or are you really trying to be funny? Like, I catch myself doing that a lot. And so I have to tell myself, you know, if you do feel that way, say it to the person. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. And I know for me personally, I was always so used to just being teased that I just went along with it, you know. So if I did feel like a person was being mean or bullying, I wouldn't say anything. I would just laugh, because it's just easier to do that. And now at this age, it's like, no, because I have a child, and I don't want my son to feel like it's okay to allow people to talk to you any kind of way. So I kind of, my point was, that's a topic that I definitely talked about in my podcast episode, Move Forever. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I love doing this. I really do. Like, I always feel like, I always have mixed emotions, but I still feel like you're doing a good thing when I hit the upload publish button. So, you know, hopefully you guys will like it. But today, in the little bit of time that I have, because I have to be to work by 8 o'clock, but I'll get there. And I won't be late. This morning I got up at 6 a.m. That is always my goal, to just get up a little earlier, to just do something with myself. I feel like when you wake up right before it's time to go to work, to me, that's not how I vibe out. Like, I feel like a loser when I do that. Like, I feel like I'm scrambling around, I forget shit. Now, if you pre-pack and have your clothes out the day before, and you just know you're a person that need longer sleep, that's fine. I know for me personally, that does not work for me. I gotta get my ass up at least an hour or two before it's time for me to head out, just because that's just me. So today I got up at 6, and let me just say this. I was a little hungover from the night before because baby daddy, well, we had a family fun night, and so we were all watching TV. We were watching with our cousins, and so me, I've gotten to the age where I will pass out. Like, after a few drinks, I'm going to bed. Like, seriously, I am. And I felt bad about it for weeks. It was eating at me because I felt like, am I a drunk? Am I a bad drunk mother? And it's not that. A lot of times, I get up so early, and I'm up because my baby, he won't sleep sometimes. He won't take a nap sometimes. Or even if he do, I'm still just up. Because when I'm up, I'm up. Like, I got to feel productive. Like, I really save my sleep for Sundays. Or if I'm, like, extremely tired, then I'll take a nap. Yesterday, I had to take the day off because I had a sinus infection. So, I was up. My alarm goes off at 6. I hit the snooze button. And I woke up at 7 because I knew damn well that I had to get up. But when I got up, I had, my headache. Like, oh. So, I called out. Took a sick day to get myself together. So I had been up since 7 and I didn't lay back down. So after a few drinks, my ass went to sleep. And I woke up and the movie was over and I can't even tell you what we watched. And I'm okay with that. I am okay with being at that age. If I have a little too much to drink, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep, snoring, slop, whatever. Who cares? I don't care no more. So this morning I got up hungover. And you know how when you had a little too much and you gotta use the bathroom. So I had to use the bathroom and then I posted a picture and I didn't even remember that I posted a picture of my husband and my son. But usually when I do that, I'll delete it because I'll be like, oh, I did that when I'm drunk. And then it's like, but no, that's you really wanted to post that. So it's okay. It's not disrespectful. It's not inappropriate. You know, this is how you feel. And you just felt that way while you were drunk. So you posted it. It's okay. You're human. So I left the picture up there. It's a beautiful picture of my partner and my child watching football. 49ers fans. I am not. I am a Cowboys fan. Judge your mother. So, but anyway, I got up. I got up and I got the day going. And I just kept hearing Move Forever, that song by Beyonce, Jay-Z, Childish Gambino, and it is somebody else that I am forgetting, and I apologize, but that Lion King album is amazing. It's a whole mood. Like, every time I hear African music, I cry, like, and I never knew what it was, but I realized it's just because I feel like I'm home, because that's where I belong. That is, it's like, when you hear that music, it's who we are, like, it's who we are. I don't care where I'm at. If I hear it, I'm dancing, I'm doing something. I love it. And so Move Forever was in my head, and so I was playing it, and I was just dancing in the mirror naked, and I think that's what made me make this podcast, because a lot of times we don't feel like we're beautiful, and especially after having my son, let me back up. I've always struggled with my weight. After 14, I really started to struggle with it because I got on birth control so it can regulate my menstrual. And what I didn't realize is that it has hormones in it. Like, the doctor told me, but I was a kid. I wasn't paying attention. So my weight will fluctuate. It will go up and down. And I was on birth control for a very long time. Like, I was on birth control from like 14 all the way up until like 27 or 28. Yeah, not good. I know. I was a guinea pig for every type that there was. Only thing I didn't get was the implant in your arm. But I pretty much had all, like, we tried everything just to keep my period regulated. And so obviously I wouldn't get pregnant. And having it for so long, I didn't even get pregnant. I was like 31 or 32 or 31 or 32. I don't remember, but, it took a while, I guess, for it to come out of my system. And, that sounds bad when I really say that, cause then it just makes it seem like I was having unprotected sex. I really wasn't, but I'm just saying it took a while for me and my partner, to have a baby. Cause, we liked each other that much that after a few times we were like, fuck it, let's just see what happens. And that's the honest truth. And so it took us a while. It took us about 2.5 years before Bakari came. But I get sidetracked so easily, but I was looking in the mirror and I was looking at my body and I was looking at my C-section scar and I was looking at my little poofy thing that I have because of the ab separation. He was supposed to be natural and the cord was wrapped around his neck and he wasn't breathing. He wasn't getting enough oxygen and my baby was fighting for his life in there. So they had to cut me open and take him out. So now my abs are separated. So now I have that little, you know, foofy thing. And I have lost a lot of weight. It took me a while. And I just remember when I was breastfeeding, the weight was coming off. And then I couldn't handle the breastfeeding because he has a lip tie. And his gums was connected. The little thing, I don't know what it's called. Gosh, I wish I knew what it was called. Oh, I feel so stupid when I don't know something. And I know it's okay. But I still feel like I should know this. But anyway, the little piece of skin that's right between your lip and your teeth. Well, I mean, he's a baby, so he had gums. So that piece was like connected and that needed to be snipped. And we didn't know. So we had a hard time with him trying to pull down. And I had a lactation specialist, black woman, loved her. Hi, Nastasia. She was amazing. She was trying so hard to help us. And I just couldn't get it right. And like, I felt so defeated. So after a month and a few weeks, I stopped breastfeeding. And it wasn't just the frustration of him not being able to latch. I believe that parts of it also was because when you become a mom, you know, and you're used to a certain lifestyle, like Ayub and I, we turned up all the freaking time. And so now that I'm a mother, I am juggling trying to still hang and not have to jump up every 5 minutes to get my baby. So it was a lot. It really was. And it was making me depressed. And, you know, and I started to feel like my man is cheating on me because he gets to do whatever he wants like we used to. And I got to be in the house with the baby. And don't get me wrong. He is amazing with our son. But the reality is, you know, he got his break. And I probably took like maybe one break when I first had Bakari. One of my childhood friends got engaged and it was her birthday too. So we took her out for her birthday and surprise engagement party. And we had an amazing time. I spent a lot of money. Some of like my last of what I had to survive until I went back to work. But I didn't care because I had to get out and get away. And that's some real shit. And I didn't even feel bad sharing that with you guys. Like, usually I'll be like, oh, people won't judge me. But I just feel like, so what? Like, who cares? Who freaking cares? I feel like the dopest people are those that just don't give a fuck. Like, seriously, that don't care. I don't care what spectrum of I don't give a fuck you're on. I just love it. And I feel like there is a spectrum. I feel like there's a spectrum like of people who too goddamn don't give a fuck. And by too goddamn give a fuck, I mean like they really just don't care about nothing. I don't even know how other else explain what they don't care. And then there's, no, maybe they are the same. Just if you don't give a fuck, you don't give a fuck. And I respect that. But fighting with that every day, feeling like dad could just get up and come and go as he pleased. And he didn't always do that because he's great with our son, but it's like he could do that, whereas I feel like I have to give a whole explanation as to where I'm going, and then I feel bad if I'm going for too long. Like, all of that stuff just was clouding my head. So I'm looking at myself in the mirror today, and I see this little poofy, I see my C-section scar, and I see my flat butt and my big full mom jugs, and I'm like, you look good. Feel good. And I started playing in my hair. I have a quick weave, in which, if you don't know, guys don't know what that is, I have my hair glued onto a cap, synthetic hair glued onto a cap. And so, I mean, it's like a wig that you just don't take off. I'm not really a big fan of wigs. I love them, but I don't know what it is for me about taking it off and putting it back on. It's a vanity thing for me. I'm still working on it, but and I'm being honest, but I have really curly hair, and I love curly natural hair. Like, I usually go with those styles. Whenever I get a quick weave, I always pick curly hair or a short haircut. Like, I don't do like long and straight. I don't know, because I don't like long straight hair. It's just my preference to have a big curly afro or like a mushroom cut, the pin curls. Like, I like stuff like that. That's a quick weave. So I'm just looking at myself in the mirror with this big old hair in my body, and I'm listening to this Lion King album, and I'm feeling it, and I'm dancing around, and it sparked me to do this podcast episode, because it's like, we're so hard on ourselves, and society tells us we have to look a certain way, and this is what I look like. I'm packed the gym bag, so I'm gonna try to get to the gym today. I said try. I'm gonna try my hardest. My coworker is bringing me some pre-workout. She says it's gonna give me energy, so I'm gonna go on my lunch. Because I need to feel like myself again. And I remember having a conversation with a few mothers on Facebook, and they was like, you'll feel like yourself again. Just give yourself some time. And for me, I need instant gratification. Like, it's either or with me. And that's some real shit. Like, I feel like I see myself at the start line and then the finish line. I never can see myself in that middle where you're like running and it's people on the side, like how it is in a marathon, and they're encouraging you like, oh, you can do this, and they're handing you water. And I don't never see that part. I only see the start and the finish. Like, it's either or with me. And I need to find that balance, you know. And thinking back, now I see the middle. I see the middle, and I feel like I'm still in the middle, because I ain't nowhere near the finish line. but I'm standing in the middle. I'm basking. I'm embracing the middle of my journey with finding myself and knowing who I am. And that is scary, because I felt like I latched on to certain stuff and people because I didn't know who I was. And I feel like we all do that, because, I mean, first of all, our identity was stolen from us. Hello, slavery. So when you really, really don't know who you are, it's hard. It's hard. And I'm just in a space of feeling good. And I just felt all those emotions a little while ago when I was just dancing in the mirror and gyrating and shaking my little flat booty. And I was having a good time. And I like what I have on today. It's my favorite little pixie pants. They're gray with black polka dots from Tommy Hilfiger. And then I have on this black shirt with gray polka dots. Yeah. And I got it from Burlington. And I feel good. And I was able to tuck my shirt in. And even with my little mommy pooch that I love so much, it's my scar. I feel good. I like how I look. I was looking at myself and I was like, go, bitch. Go, bitch. I got a cute little gray hat on. I love hats. Oh, you know what I love about my mom? I love this, that my mom, she could not deal with me because I was a lot of personality, but she just like it, you know. If you listening to this, mom, I'm not saying that you're scared of me, but you know what I think about when I think about me and my mom's relationship sometimes? Like, it's like feeding like a vicious animal, and you like throw a piece of meat at them and you run away. Like, I felt like that was my mom allowing me to be myself. Like, she was scared a little bit, but she still was like, here, I know you love to sing. Here's a radio. Just be quiet. You know, don't be too loud. I know you like to dress how you want to. Here's $100. Go do whatever you feel. And I was that kid that would come back with $100 worth of shit. And I would have a lot of shit. Like, I wouldn't go like my other cousins. Like, they were into labels and all that stuff, which is fine because that's what you're into. But for me, I was the kid that knew I can come back with like 6, 7, sometimes even 10 pieces of good clothes with my $100, because I could stretch it. And I was that kid, and my mom just, you know, in the distance, as much as she could, you know, she cultivated that. She cultivated that uniqueness, that colorfulness, like, be you. And even now, whenever I go hang out with my mom, her eyes get so big when she see me. And she's like, oh, you look cute today, Poopinella. Yeah, that's my name. And if I see anybody on the street, if you call me Poopinella, I'm going to kick you and you're growing. So don't. But she calls me Poopinella, so she's like, you look cute today, Poopinella. And like, she might say something insulting, because that's what black moms do, and it doesn't hurt my feelings. I just know that that's her way of saying that you look nice. And I don't know, sometimes I don't know how to say it, that you just look nice. So I'm gonna say it in my mommy way, because it's my way of still preparing you to be tough. So mom, if you are listening, thank you, because you did the best that you knew how, and I feel like you prepared me as much as you could. And now it's now the adult me, it's like, I got this, mom, I'm good. That felt good saying. I like doing these podcasts, because y'all just we be vibing out, y'all, all 15 of us. But I'm saying all of this to say, love every inch of your body. I don't care what you are shaped like. If you don't like something about yourself, change it. Change it. Hey, judge free, shade free. Listen, change it. I'm a big advocate for doing the work. I know sometimes women who really just, you know, they feel like if I go get it, you know, handled surgically, I'll be fine. But even then, you still got to do the work, sis. You still got to do the work. I've seen women that I grew up with that they didn't look like that. And I'm not judging at all. You look beautiful. If that's what you wanted to do, by all means, do whatever makes you happy. But don't forget to do the work physically, which means, you know, working out, which is only 20% of it. 80% is nutrition. And 100% is how you feel about yourself, feeling good. So 100% has to be feeling good about yourself. 100% has to be being spiritually, emotionally aligned with how you look physically. You know, feeling good. When you look good, you feel good is what I'm trying to say. So you got to make sure you do the work. You have to. But dance in the mirror. Dance in the mirror naked. Walk around the house naked. I love it. Before, I used to hate being naked because I didn't like my body. My body still is not where I want it to be. But I don't care because I feel like I earned this body, especially after having my son. My therapist said to me, after I had Bakari, she was like, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to scare you. She was like, but having a kid is the closest, it's really close to the closest thing to death. I'm paraphrasing. No, maybe, you know, those were her words. It's the closest thing to death. And my eyes got big when she said that to me. She was like, no. She was like, I didn't want to say that during your pregnancy. She's like, but it's true. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, people do, they don't make it. Some moms don't make it. Babies don't make it. Anything can happen when you're having a baby. That's scary. It is scary. And so once I realized, like, you know, my baby almost didn't make it. I was losing oxygen. You know, it really could have went left. My baby daddy was trying to beat up the nurses and all that stuff. But I already told y'all that in different podcasts. So let me not get sidetracked because I still got to get out of here and get to work. But just knowing all of these things, when I see that the separation of my abs, it makes me feel good because I'm like, my baby fought. He fought to be here. I fought to be here. I fought to still live. I chose to live. All those times that I did not want to be here, I said, no, if I could deal with 33 years of just existing, now I could spend the rest of my life living, enjoying. We're going to Paris. I didn't want to say it at first because I wanted to make sure we was going, but niggas is going to Paris. One of my child friends is getting married. Congratulations, sis. I wanted to go for my birthday. I just love everything just about Paris. Like, I just want to just travel. And we're doing that. We're doing that. I'm fucking excited that we're going to Paris. I'm like, babe, niggas going to Paris. We going to Paris. I got to get my berets, them shits, the hats. I'm excited. I'm about to look up fashion in Paris. Move forever, y'all. Let me get my ass out of here because I got to get to work. But yes, dance in the mirror. Get happy in the rain. That's my brother's song. I want to get happy in the rain. I love that song. I do. I love feel good music. I do. I used to be so worthy. No, that's a lie. Most of my life, I didn't care because I'm a great dancer. But when the anxiety started to really kick in, like, I would feel some type of way. But then, like, once I got alcohol in my system, I was like, one battle, because I'm battling you, your mother, and your grandmother. What's up? That was me. And I feel like that again. So, I mean, maybe this weekend I'll say to my girls, let's go. Let's be out here. I've been spending a lot of money on shoot dads on Just Fab, but don't tell the baby daddy. When the boxes come in, I'm always like, it was a sale. I mean, and don't lie. I'm not lying. I said, don't lie. No lie. They do have sales. Shoe Dads on Just Fab. They do. And I'm a VIP customer, just saying. So I just been ordering shit because I needed to feel good. Like, I felt like motherhood was the best thing that happened to me, but it definitely makes you think a lot about yourself. And I was in my feelings about a lot of shit. But now I feel good again. Now I feel like I can get back on my Rihanna, Janelle Monáe, Beyonce fashion, Angela Bassett. I just love fashion. I love style. That's me. Always just being colorful, unique. This is who I am. And I don't give a fuck. I don't care. And I just wanted to share that with y'all because I always want to share not only the tough parts of my journey, but the smooth parts too, because it gets better. Some days are better than others. But it does get better. And today is a better day. Hungover and all. My hangover's gone, by the way. After using the bathroom, taking a nice hot shower, and singing two songs, I'm good now. And this coffee, so I'm good. But I definitely have to eat something. I wanted a smoothie, but that's not a cure for having alcohol and veggie pizza. That's what it was. The goddamn veggie pizza. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get myself together. So I was trying not to eat a whole bunch of crap. I'm trying to make my little mommy foofy doofy a little smaller. So I had veggie pizza. But I made the whole kitchen sink for baby daddy and son and whoever else wanted some. I made chicken burgers on Texas toast. I chopped up some hash browns, and then I had regular, you know how they the shredded hash browns. I mixed that together. Threw a little spices in there, threw some red onions in there, and then I threw some cheese on it. And I boiled and then grilled some turkey hot dogs, and then I made that. But my husband, he eats stuff like that. Like I'll do that for him because he likes it. He likes greasy stuff. And it just shows my versatility with cooking. I love cooking. I can do soul food. If I follow a recipe, I can pretty much do whatever. So I like showing my versatility with cooking. And yesterday was the whole kitchen sink. Dirty gains is what I call it. It made me feel good about myself when I eat it. But I really didn't eat dirty gains. I had veggie pizza. I took a frozen pizza from Aldi. No, that's a lot. BJ's. And because I don't eat beef or pork, the only options really is to just get cheese pizza or like spinach or, you know, or vegetable, but they didn't have that option. So it was feta cheese, I want to say. Yeah, feta cheese with a little bit of spinach on it. And what I did was I chopped up some onions, threw some sharp cheddar on there, some goat cheese, and broccoli. And my cousin laughed at me, but they always laugh at me because of how I eat. I don't care. It is what it is. I don't eat whites. I just eat how Natasha wants to eat. But anyway, it's been real chatting with you guys, and I feel really good about this episode because I just was talking. It's not easy doing a podcast by yourself because sometimes I'm like, what the fuck did I say? Like one episode, like four times I had to stop it and go back and then go, oh, okay, then re-record or finish the episode because it's hard when you're talking to you by yourself. But I try to just get in a space of just being honest with y'all and just acting like y'all are like sitting across from me and we're having a conversation. So, and nobody's perfect. And I'm learning that nobody's perfect. So it's like, if I fudge up sometimes, it's all right. Y'all, if you know my personality, you know, I'm all over the place and it is what it is. But you guys be blessed and have a great day and enjoy the rest of your week. Have fun. Go out, dance naked in the mirror. Walk around the house naked if you can. And just live your best life. I thank you guys for listening to the Holly Melanated Podcast Show. And I am your host, Natasha Monique. Peace. I'm sorry.